This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row and The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. An art exhibition called Editions brings various artists together to examine the idea of multiples, both from the perspective of technique as well as the artwork itself. The exhibition is on at the Shalini Ganendra Advisory until the 15th of December. And joining me today are three of the artists featured in the show, photographer Mahin Bala and collaborators Talha KK and Samira of Imaginary 23. How are you all today?
Very good.
Okay, good. Very good.
So this exhibition is called Editions, which is quite a simple way to talk about this idea of bringing together different artists and exploring the theme of multiples, right? Repeating either themes or motifs or even techniques. How do your particular works in this exhibition reflect this idea?
Well, I think it's quite interesting that this idea of editions is something that has always been explored in the world of art. And my particular piece that's on display, it's a unique edition. So which means I really look at my work, even though it's a photograph, and people's idea of a photograph is that something that can be easily transmitted, easily replicated. But my idea of the way that I deal with photographs is to treat it as a tangible object. So it becomes a photo object. And therefore, there's only one piece.
Right.
And so in some cases, when I would go ahead and print a negative, and once I'm happy with the print, I would destroy the negative.
Oh, okay. So in many ways,
then,
that's actually counterintuitive to the idea of multiple copies, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are the photos themselves that are being displayed? You have two works.
I have two works on display. The first one is my most recent work, which I produced last year. It's called 222 km or 222 km. Basically refers to the length of the railway line between Gemas and Tanjung Pagar. So that was the line that I documented. I spent about 2.5 years documenting that. So the final piece that I created is a combination of photographs and also wood and stainless steel. So I've combined all of this material to create a body of work that I think accurately captures all the elements of the railways, which is not just about documenting how the railway line and the stations themselves look, but also other elements, things like labor, you know, that's very hard to capture. So I think this work captures that. And then the other piece that's on display is called Portrait of a Monsoon. And that's something that I worked on a number of years back. And that's it's quite theatrical in a way. It's an 8-meter long print. And it's really something that you have to just be in the gallery and just stand in front of the print and look at it to be able to appreciate it.
Mm. And Talha and Samira, you guys, you work in collaboration and you've done a lot of previous projects on audiovisuals and video.
Music videos.
What is your work in this exhibition?
It's a collaboration between us both in terms of making short film, experimental audiovisual, and it's a non-linear piece. So it's about the origin, personality, our own quirks, and basically the past, future, and present lives together.
And how does it fit into this overarching theme of editions?
It's quite a bit of an interesting question to talk about because, as we know, editions is about multipliers or copies of a certain quantity, right? But with video, since you can just like copy and paste the same file over and over, so how do you actually put that into question?
Yeah, so we were speaking about this yesterday as well. So what I think from my perspective, I feel the same way about it being digital, you know, like what Mahin is speaking about, for example, that's still print and that's still a different format. But in our case, the format is digital. So, I mean, there is no negative for me to delete there, you know. So I just think that if it's put up in an exhibition like Editions, it kind of is in our time era that where everything is thrown out to the masses, like infinite copies of it, and you can do whatever with it. I think it kind of gives the same format, the same medium and exclusivity in that environment. So it's like providing it some sort of a bubble for it to have a different perspective for it. Yeah. So it's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just what it is.
The nature of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I find it quite interesting that the both of your works, that you both are actually not in the traditional sort of fine art or even paintings or sculpture categories. Mahin, obviously photographic arts, and you guys are doing audiovisual short film. What perspective does this bring into the exhibition as a whole?
Also, I think that it brings quite a lot of diversity, because you go in and then you see some multimedia work on the ground floor, and then you go up and then you see some stuff. So it kind of increases the scope and range of what you experience throughout the whole space, which I think is quite interesting, because it kind of gives a lot of different kind of incomers to be entertained from whatever appeals to them. I guess it's a good thing to be diverse.
Vary in terms of content and subject matter also. So yeah, there's the diversity in there.
Your work, Mahin, the two pieces that you've done, they're part of a different series. And you've picked these two specific works to be in the show. Mm. What drove you to pick those two works?
I think with the way that I approach a lot of the things that I photograph, because I tend to approach projects in from many different angles, I don't necessarily have a very specific scope when I start a project. And sometimes the meaning of a particular project or my relationship with that project only comes to light maybe a few years after I've done that project. You know, so sometimes I would take photos and then I would just store them for many, many years and then revisit it later on. And then there is this very quiet or rather loud aha moment where you look back and think, ah, so that's why I did this. So that's why I did it this way. You know, so the work that I made a few years back, the portrait of the monsoon, that was particularly strong for me. Like, I invested a lot of energy into producing that work. And then that was shown at another gallery. And then that went into cold storage for the longest time. And then many years later, it was again shown at the National Art Gallery. And then now it's being shown at this show. Right. And that, I think, also ties in with how I approach working on the Railway series. So for me, it's always about approaching things in one way and then building on it. And I think I might only really understand why am I doing it maybe 10 years down the line, or maybe never. I don't know. Hopefully I figure something out.
And who are some of the other artists that are being shown in the exhibition?
So we have Haris Abadi. He's doing digital collage print. And then we have Sujiwa Kumari, which is embroidery on photo collage also. And then there's Eric Parrish.
Mm. Eric Parrish has a series up as well, for the Thin Mind series, I think. Who else is on show?
Oh, Now Never, yeah. XYZ Brick Pavilion, that one is outside of the galleries and installation.
How does it change the way you see your work when you see it as part of a group exhibition? Does it take on new meanings or new dimensions when it's in conversation with other works?
I think that depends also on the arrangement of the whole space, like where we place the works. So for us, the video is downstairs and it's the first thing you see, and then you go up and then there's also other works. I think ours is a bit isolated in that sense. So I think you view it as one thing first.
I think this is something that people don't normally think about when they go into an exhibition. You know, so I think it's very interesting that this exhibition is called Editions, because usually exhibitions have some sort of pretentious name that you don't really know what it means, right? And then you go in and you try to sort of figure out what that means. And so here, there is a difference, because the concept itself is about the addition. So you go in and you have multiple layers to basically peel through, right? So you go in and there is an opportunity to view the works as they are. And then there is an additional question where you ask yourself, why additions? And why have all these artists approached it very differently? Mm-hmm. And it's also the case of sitting down and looking at a video installation and asking yourself, does this qualify as an addition? If I were to copy this work and view it somewhere else, am I viewing the same thing? Or is the work, or does the work only exist when it's shown here? So in that way, I think it's an interesting question for visitors, you know, and also for artists, because they, like for myself, I can look at my own photos and feel a sense of relief knowing that there is only one copy. You know, I'm very happy with that fact, you know. And so when I walk around and when I see other works and I look at the sign that says this is an edition of 3, I ask myself, what does it mean? Why did this artist sit down and think 3 is the right number? Why not 5? Why not 10? Mm. And I think these are interesting conversations to have, not just with the artist, but also the gallery itself.
This fits in with what you were saying earlier, Talha, about how...
Exclusivity.
Yeah, and how in many ways the way we consume, especially, multimedia or videos, there is no exclusivity in some sense.
And
it's become, become a free-for-all, and it's almost expected that everything is made available, freely.
Yeah.
Does this shape the way you approach your work? Does this idea that now everything you make, in some sense, doesn't really belong to you anymore once it's out there?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's not really that much thought put into the delivery, I would say. I think maybe as long as we have a rough frame of where or what the purpose is or what the space might be, I think the rest is all just quite open, out in the open to explore, you know. Because if we start thinking about that in the ideation process itself, then I don't know what you're going to come up with, you know. So, yeah, can't put too much thought into that.
What are some of the themes or ideas that are present in your work?
The three main things will be like our origin. Mm-hmm. Let's say for me, I also communicate about my issue with my family background, upbringing. And then another thing is our own personality, like how we are as two people. And then the third thing will be our relationship, like the ups and downs. Yeah, so that is what we are presenting in the video in abstract form.
Yeah, so similarly, it's from my end also, I think the visuals communicate about personality. And obviously, in relation to the other artist and, like, my partner. And I also do have, like, some extract from past issues, personal anxieties, I would say. That's pretty much it, actually, I guess.
So, why should people come and see this exhibition?
Well, I guess there's a lot for them to see and digest, and
based on the diversity as well, like they can.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like
each experience the work differently.
Well, it's always nice to go to an art show. Mm. You never know what you're going to get. You never know what kind of emotions you're going to walk away from. I mean, take away from it. So I think it's very interesting that to always keep yourself open and to just allow yourself that opportunity to just go in and experience something different. Yeah, I think that's the main reason why any of us would even attempt to go to an art show.
Well, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you
for having us.
I've been speaking to photographer Mahin Bala and collaborators Talha KK and Samira of Imaginary 23 about an art exhibition they are participating in. It's called Editions and it's on at the Shalini Ganendra Advisory until the 15th of December. For more information, visit shaliniganendra.com. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.